Welcome to the Antioch Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. My name is Rachel Isaacson. I'm a co-host for this podcast and Miller Fellow here at WYSO Public Radio Station. Renata Manasseh Schwebel was an accomplished artist and graduated from Antioch with her bachelor's in sculpture in 1953. Renata passed away earlier this spring, and today we'll hear her conversation with recent Antioch alumnus and WYSO Community Voices producer, Dustin Maple. They spoke last summer during Antioch's 2017 reunion when Renata's sculpture exhibition opened at the Hernan Gallery on campus. In this interview, she speaks about her favorite co-op experience, the instructor during her time at Antioch, and how she made a career for herself as a sculptor.
Renata Manasseh Schwebel, class of 1953, and I majored in sculpture.
What brought you to Antioch?
Well, as I was telling the other day, I applied only to two schools, and that was Cornell and Antioch. And Antioch was wonderful in those days because, whereas other schools made you wait forever until end of June sometimes to find out if you were admitted, the moment you gave your all your papers in, within 6 weeks you had an answer, so you knew whether or not you were accepted, which was a kindness to students in those days when all the veterans were coming back, so things were very tight. And I got admitted to Antioch, but then I got admitted to Cornell, and I was going to Cornell. And then my mother met somebody who hadn't seen her since she was 3 years old, and he found out that she had a daughter going off to college, and he invited us, and that was very nice because this was the best friend of Albert Einstein and a very interesting economics economist and professor who had taught at Cornell. And when I got there, I had told my mother, of course, I'd love to go there and meet him, but my mind was made up and I wasn't going to change it. So I went there and he said, how did you like high school? And I said, not very much. And he said, well, if you want to have 4 more years of high school, a very, very good high school, go to Cornell. But if you're ready to be treated like an adult and to act like an adult, then you should go up to Antioch. Well, I walked out of there knowing I was going to Antioch.
What was your favorite co-op experience?
Well, frankly, I talked Thomas Mazzolini into allowing me to work in the foundry one co-op period, so that was by far the favorite.
You had mentioned that you started in painting.
Yes.
And I wanted to figure out, how did you get hooked into sculpture? What brought you to sculpture?
Mazzolini? Yes, well, there was a painting teacher here who wasn't very good. And actually, he left at the end of that year. But there were some of us in the class who sort of had made fun of him and found it very boring, the class. But one of the persons who was possibly one of the most talented ones in the class said, by the way, if you want to have a good class, try Mazzolini's sculpture class, which was that was the second term of a CDIV year, the year that we spent all year on campus. And I went. It was a beautiful fall day, just absolutely perfect, picture perfect day. And he had taken all the stands and all the equipment from the dark studio that was on campus and brought them out to his house a mile away and set it all up in his garden. So we worked in the garden underneath a great big pear tree. Anytime we got hungry, we just reached up and helped ourselves to a pear. And then in the middle of the afternoon, his wife came out with cookies and lemonade and all of that sort of stuff. And it was very a nice introduction to sculpture class. But anyway, he was such a marvelous teacher that I immediately fell for it.
Lovely, lovely experience.
Yeah, it was.
When you first started, what materials did you prefer?
Well, in that class, we mostly just used plastiline. Mm. Then those of us who wanted to cast it, we could use his foundry for plaster casting, so to put it in a more permanent form. And as a matter of fact, two of us used the foundry later for bronze casting as our senior project. Mussolini, should I talk a little bit about his teaching? It wasn't so much by words, but by example. He was the ultimate craftsman. As a matter of fact, when he wasn't doing anything, his hands hung absolutely limp and motionless. They were really like part of his brain, because when he used them, he could do everything at 10 times the speed of anybody else, because their hands were so concentrated on what he was doing. As I was working in the foundry one time, and I did something, and I did half the job, and it took me half an hour to do the particular thing I was working at. He didn't say a word, but he just very casually, slowly walked by the table where I was working, and when he was finished walking by, the second half was done in about 30 seconds. He didn't say anything, but I got the hint.
How did you make sculpture a viable career, and what kind of advice would you give to someone trying to make a living on their art?
Well, a young woman asked me how to do that, and I said, marry a businessman, but that's not, it really shouldn't be the answer. I think you're going to have to teach. That's all there's to it. Until you can afford to do it without any teaching, you really have to have a very big name. And that takes talent, ability, but it also takes ability of self-promotion. There are a number of sculptors that I know with a relatively small amount of talent, but a big reputation, whereas I know quite a few other sculptors who are fantastic, really do beautiful work, who haven't had half the amount of success, commercial success, because they don't want to be bothered with any kind of self-promotion. And the self-promotion is an annoying part, and it's one that I've never liked. But you've got to have enough self-confidence to go out and do some of your own promoting, and luck comes into it too.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about welding or your artwork?
Well, I found that so much of the pleasure of the artwork is the actual construction. Now, a lot of people make maquettes, and of the ones that are successful and get a lot of commissions, they can go to a foundry or some place that construct sculpture. I know one guy who would bring in a very, very successful sculptor who would bring in a tiny little maquette and said, I need this 35 feet long. Call me when it's done. And Louise Nevelson, who was a very famous sculptor, said that she can handle steel like butter, which is very easy if you never handle steel. She would go to the Lippincott construction place, and they would assign three men to her, and she would say, well, take that piece of metal and bend that. And she was there to do everything, but she never touched the metal itself. So it's easy to handle metal like butter when you don't handle it. It's a little harder when you want to do it yourself. But there's so much pleasure in the actual process, especially if you enjoy craftsmanship, that to me it's just as much fun as the idea that are behind it.
Yeah, I love welding. I kind of mistakenly fell into it. I did a workshop here where we made a wind turbine out of scratch pieces, and we had to weld a bunch of pipe together for the frame. And the guy running it said, you know, who here doesn't have any experience, the welder? Raised my hand, and he said, all right, get over there and start welding.
That's one way.
And I was just like, this is amazing. I love it.
Yeah, so. Right. So, you have to love the process in order to wake up every morning and want to do it. So it's... There was a study made of longevity And they studied artists because artists don't retire. And they found that that had something to do with longevity and keeping your mind into old age. And they had a very old woman in the 90s that they used as a prime subject. And every time they'd ask her, "How are you?" she would say, "Still above ground." They called the whole study "Still Above Ground." But they came to the conclusion that if you love your work the way artists love their work and keep going all the time, because artists don't retire. I mean, sometimes you're forced to if your eyesight fails or your arthritis takes over. But generally, artists do not, they don't know something like retirement, because that's what you do. You are an artist. You get up. You want to do that. And it keeps you young.
That was Antioch College alumna Renata Manasseh-Schwebel speaking with Dustin Maple, a fellow welder and WISO Community Voices producer. Renata passed away this spring, but you can still see her art online at www.renatashwebel.com. I'm Rachel Isaacson. Thanks for listening to the Antioch Word.